even though she was a girl, Presley Clara Rose Wilchuck loved to play football. Her team, the Regina Victorias, won the 2022 Prairie Girls Football League with Presley playing at defensive back. And at the team's award banquet, she was named the most improved player. That is the last award that she will receive because in mid-January, Presley died suddenly at just 13 years old. Jeremy Rindau loved to play youth hockey with his team in Quebec, but on January 3rd, he died suddenly at just 10 years old. Slade Smith was just 7 years old when he died suddenly after a 4-day illness. Ayla Grace Loseth was just 9 years old when she developed flu-like symptoms, went into the hospital. She was discharged only to be sent home and die suddenly from what doctors say was a case of strep A. Danielle Mai Cabana also caught the flu along with her sisters in early November. Well, after her sisters got better, Danielle was still sick. She was taken to the ICU where her parents were informed that she had developed, guess what, myocarditis due to the flu. Doctors proceeded to operate on her heart, but a few days later, she died of a massive stroke. She was just 6 years old. Eric Homersham was 13 when he collapsed and died abruptly at a school basketball tryout. And on and on and on. All of these children dead suddenly in just the last few months. All of them are in Canada, a country far smaller than our own. There will be more of them dropping dead suddenly or inexplicably developing myocarditis as a side effect for diseases that never had that as a side effect before. Almost no media outlets are covering these deaths. The ones that do won't say what all of you suspect or know to be true. That perhaps all of them, all of these children are dying suddenly because of a shot that was forced onto them, a shot that they were told that they needed, even though it provided only fake protection against a fake virus that they were at zero risk from. There will be far, far more just like them when all is said and done. The question is, will any of the people responsible be held accountable? In Justin Trudeau's Canada, the odds aren't good. Odessa Orlowitz is a host with Liberty Talk Canada and a great friend of the show who joins us now. Odessa, thank you so much for coming. These kids are dropping dead, dying suddenly, just like we said that they would.
Well, the timing is incredible that you guys asked me to come back. You guys were referring to the 23 kids that had died that's been going around the internet. So the average is 9 a year up here. The highest it's ever been is 13 in 1 year. 2 months ago, Dr. Mackis was already reporting 23. I just spoke to him this morning. He's just put out his new Substack. It is now 96 deaths of kids, and the average is 9 and the highest 13. So 77 of those were sudden deaths. The rest, 19, were flu, and that includes strep, meningitis, etc. But if you look at that, 19 were flu, the average is 9. So more than, you know, double the kids are dying now from the flu. And we looked it up, 80% of kids in Canada have 2 doses from 12 to 17, and from 5 to 11 years old is 44%. And you'll see from the 96 deaths that that average is reflected perfectly. I hate to say the word perfectly, that the age range that has the 2 doses has the most deaths, but there's still kids who from 5 to 11, that's almost half the population, 41% did get 2 doses. And the provincial governments are now not showing any flu deaths, any kid deaths past 2020 on their sites anymore. So since the rollout of the vax, they've taken them down. You can't get that info.
Let me ask you this. What are the official health agencies in Canada attributing these deaths to? They have to be trying to explain it away.
Everyone needs the flu shot. But a lot of kids, I know, even in my kids' school, mine didn't, but they're going in and being told to get the COVID and flu shot at the same time, the booster or your second dose, whatever it is. So it's not, the flu shot is not saving anybody. And in fact, now the experts have just released a study. They say a study that people who are dying of myocarditis and pericarditis, it's because they got COVID and didn't have the vax. But just yesterday, I saw a release from an Israel study, a massive Israel study. It's on the NIH website. They did a study of 196,000 unvaccinated people in Israel, and none of them developed myocarditis or pericarditis, and everyone's had COVID. The only people that are developing myocarditis and pericarditis is the vaxxed population. So in other words, only if you're vaxxed are you suffering from myocarditis. But now our mainstream's coming out and saying, wow, it looks like it's better if you get the vax because less people are dying from myocarditis. They're lying. They're just lying.
Well, yeah, of course, it's a murderous plot. It's a mass murder. It's a mass kill-off. It's a genocidal level event. It's depopulation. It's sterility. It's infertility. It is spontaneous unwanted abortions. It is little kids dropping dead. What I was asking, how is Canada, how is the government there? People have to know that 96 kids are dead, smashing every previous record. How are they explaining these deaths? What are they saying? Why are these kids just dropping dead suddenly? How are they going to explain this away?
Well, I thought about that. If they come after me or Dr. Mackis, if we were to ever go to court, it's there. These kids died.
It'd be wonderful if you had to go to court, because then you get to depose the mass killers that are behind all of this.
Yeah, and that's why they never call. I mean, they would have, but what they're doing is they're on a shaming campaign of Dr. Mackis. It's like, well, you can call him a Looney Tunes, but the facts are there. So he's like, okay, well, the facts are there, explain them. And it's just silence. So my husband and I were trying to look up, okay, heart deaths, heart-related deaths in kids. We can't even find them on Google. All the sudden death about kids has happened in the last year. So Google wasn't even reporting heart attacks, heart failures in kids, which we all know the honest doctors like have come on your show is a lot of it's the spike protein is getting at the heart, and that's why they just drop. And a lot of these ones, again, were kids dropping dead, playing soccer, playing hockey. It's during exercise, not all of them. And then a lot of them died in their sleep.
Kids just don't die in their sleep. Kids just don't die playing sports. None of this is normal. And all of the blue check marks on Twitter that try to explain this and call Odessa and myself and Chris Sky and Karen Kingston conspiracy theorist, far right, shock jock, spreaders of mis and disinformation, they're going to try to explain all of this away. Dead kids. People are burying their kids in record smashing numbers, and people with blue check marks are justifying all of it. A murderous regime of governments around the world have colluded together to kill your kids, and nobody has done a damn thing about it. Odessa Orlowitz, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
The boosters are killing millions.
Shut up, vaccine sensitivity.
A vaccine holocaust has begun.
We are seeing right now the highest death rates we have ever seen in the history of this business.
The vaccinated have chronic COVID.
Hey, folks, guess you heard this morning I tested positive for COVID, but I've been double vaccinated, double boosted.
They're drowning in bioweapons sludge, and gay people are taking doggy style to the extreme. But a generation of patriots are standing back and standing by. Christopher Key is leading the revolution.
Good morning,
Temple. That's why they're poisonous with the water, the food, the supplements.
Confronting corrupt corporations through peaceful protest and righteous resistance. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on pure blood survival and products to keep your loved ones safe. Vaccine-police.com.
So, of course, whether you're a C-level executive or an entrepreneur or a business owner or a homeschooling mom, maybe you have a production facility, maybe you're a writer or you have a daycare or you're a homeschooling mom, you want to be a better spouse, a better husband, a better parent. Of course, being on your mental A game is extremely important for everyone. You can help yourself with nootropics brain supplements that you'll find at nootopia.com/stew. I have never more effectively busted through distractions. I have never been more creative, more focused, or more driven than when I started taking these nootropics brain supplements. I wasn't a believer. It had to be proven before I would put it on this program, just like everything else that we advertise. And I just can't believe it. My favorite is the focused savagery. I went to nootopia.com/stew, filled out the personal questionnaire, and then they put together a custom nootropics brain supplements package for me. Try it yourself. Nootopia.com/stew. Again, nootopia.com/stew. More of the Stu Peters Show right now.